Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. Excuse me. This is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, this disgraceful frame job that's going on right now with former President Trump is it teaches us many things. Like, the country that we used to live in is, if it isn't dead, it's apparently in a coma. And perhaps the lesson of most practical use to all of us is in the crosshairs of political persecution and sometimes routine prosecution is that you never talk to the cops. Never. Not to help out. Not to clear up the big misunderstanding you've gotten involved in. Not because you're a good citizen. No. Never. Shut up. Research your right to remain silent and demand your attorney. Repeat after me. I invoke my right. Stop talking to me. I want my lawyer. Every single time. And this applies equally if you are guilty or innocent. In fact, more so if you are innocent, because nothing has done more to jam up innocent people than those naive, innocent people trying to explain their innocence. The cops are all Tommy Lee Jones and the Fugitive, except Les Butch, and believe them when they say, I don't care. They don't care. So shut up. Now, this common sense rule goes for every lawman, lawwoman, or in the case of the pride flag-waving modern FBI, law non-binary. But for a moment, let's focus on the FBI, because this aspiring Stasi is not the sparkly collection of model attractive and diverse special agents fighting for justice that the mindless network TV viewers see on FBI Woke Squad. No, it's a cheesy collection of gender studies majors and striving bureaucrats selected for the job because they can be relied upon to hate people like you. Christian, patriotic, not Democrat. Even other cops detest the FBI for their shady tactics and unearned self-regard. Something that is very hard for most people to swallow is that the idea that law enforcement is against us. But you should swallow it anyway, because that's how it is now. We are honest people. We want to help. We want to believe that law enforcement are the good guys. Once upon a time, they were. And wake up, because that time has passed. These are not freedoms for fighters for freedom, but grubby Democrat cat's paws. They are essentially DMV clerks with badges and guns who will not hesitate to ruin your life. Look at their track record of late. When they're not kneeling in solidarity with BLM, they're launching SWAT raids against people for kneeling in prayer at abortion clinics. They choose a side, and it's not ours. They are not your friends, and they will not, you know, they're not going to do anything but hurt you. No, it was not always this way, but it is now. So don't help them. And remember, like all government bureaucrats, these are mostly lazy and unaccomplished people with delusions of competence. The quintessential modern FBI agent is not TV's Inspector Erskine. It's Robert Hansen, who sold out his country because he did not feel he was getting his props. But they have an endless budget, and they do not care if they wreck your life. In fact, they enjoy that. So repeat after me. I invoke my rights. Stop talking to me. I want my lawyer. Film if you can. One of their little tricks is not recording interviews. Any interaction with them is an interview. This frees them to transcribe whatever they want later. Am I saying the FBI will lie? Well, I don't have to. From the Boston scandal where they framed four guys for murder to the FISA warrant perjury, the FBI has demonstrated his commitment to honesty, and it's on par with Bill Clinton's commitment to his marriage. So what's the big deal here? Well, you know, first, anything you say truly can and will be used against you. Anybody that's ever listened to somebody tell a version of a story, as the point of view of that story, right, the POV, that explanation of what happened will change. It will always change slightly every time you tell it. And this isn't necessarily intentional or deceptive. It's actually perfectly normal, but it sure is. It's going to be portrayed as deceptive by the fuzz. And this is the reason they ask you the same thing multiple times, to get you to seemingly change or contradict your story. And it doesn't matter that maybe you remembered something new that you had inadvertently left out before, or corrected something you were unclear about before. They will use it to argue that you are lying. Second, there's a specific statute, 18 United States Code 1001, that provides as follows. A. Except as otherwise provided in this section, whoever, in any manner within the jurisdiction of the executive, legislative, or judicial branch of the government of the United States, willingly and knowingly, falsifies, conceals, or covers up by any trick, scheme, or device of material. Fact two, makes any materially false, fictitious, or fraudulent statement or representation. So what does that mean? Well, that they can charge you with a crime if they say you lied to them, or even concealed the truth. But they charge every chance they get. Both Donald Trump and his aide got hit with it. Almost everyone dumb enough to talk to them gets hit with it. And it applies even if the victim, you know, didn't commit the underlying crime. It's a process charge. The penalty is 5 years, so it's a great bludgeon. It's a great bludgeon to force guilty pleas into otherwise innocent folks. And this is not to protect liars. This is to protect innocent citizens from being falsely accused of being liars. How do you avoid getting framed for making a false statement? Well, you don't make any statements. Trump's aide did. General Flynn did. The FBI guys came by, all informal, just chatting, and the victims tried to help. And they helped themselves to a criminal charge. So never help. The founders put a right to remain silent in the Constitution for a reason. And while the ruling caste that the FBI serves is trying to tear down the Constitution, the right against self-incrimination remains for now. So use it. Use it. It doesn't matter who you're dealing with. It doesn't matter if you're dealing with the FBI, if you're dealing with the local fuzz, whoever it is, local, municipal, sheriff's deputies, just remember this statement. I invoke my rights. Stop talking to me. I want my lawyer. If, for example, let's say I'm involved in a shooting, a self-defense shooting, they're either going to lock me up or they're not. And either way, I'm going to leave it to them to figure out what they're going to do. I'm not going to give them my version of the story. I'm just going to say there was a shooting here, and that's it. And then I'm going to say, I invoke my rights. Stop talking to me. I want a lawyer. And we go from there. This is the America we live in today. We don't really know who to trust anymore. So because we don't really know who to trust anymore, why would we trust anybody? Why would we take a risk on trusting this person or that person or this thing or that thing? That's the issue. It will get worse before it gets better. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, we know the House Democrats heart them some gun control. There might be a few that aren't really hot on it, but they're a distinct minority in a party that has pushed the anti-gun sentiment for years now. But they're in the minority. They don't control the levers of power in the House of Representatives anymore, which means it's much harder to push the issue. But this doesn't mean they won't try, because that's what Democrats do. Democrats play the we are in charge game all the time, whether they're in charge or not, and they expect everybody to kowtow to it. And up to this point, we've had a bunch of Republicans that have kowtowed to it, which I cannot begin to tell you how much that makes me mad, but that's beside the point. That's beside the point. They know the Democrats have no, I mean, as far as the Republicans, they would filibuster this in the Senate, you know, E-I-E-I-O. Democratic leaders are seeking to advance a number of gun control bills in the House, hoping to force vulnerable Republicans to take a side on the matter ahead of a crucial election cycle in 2024, as if they think this is a loop, you know, a winning issue. They filed three separate discharge petitions on Tuesday to advance legislation seeking tighter gun restrictions and a ban on assault-style weapons, using a rare mechanism that could trigger a floor vote even without the support of House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. They want to use this to put the Republicans in an uncomfortable position, hoping to paint their GOP counterparts as unserious on the matter of guns. If you want to force it, I don't know if it's going to go exactly the way you think it's going to go. That's where the problem comes in these political games. And this is a game. This is a game in large part looking to make a base believe something's happening, that they're trying to do something, they're trying to move that ball. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries said on Tuesday it should shock the conscience that gun violence is the leading cause of death with children in this country, which is a lie. America, the greatest country in the history of the world, should not be in a situation where young people are afraid to go to school, where people have to live in fear. In terms of going to the synagogue or a mosque or the church or a mall or to a concert, we are better than that as a country. Now, under House rules, lawmakers can use a discharge petition to move it to the floor for consideration without committee approval if the legislation has been introduced and referred to a standing committee for at least 30 days. And to do this, they have to get a majority of the House, in this case 218 members, to sign a petition to consider the bill on the floor. So if all Democrats sign on to the discharge petition, the party would only need the support from 5 Republicans to bring the legislation to the floor. Now, normally, I would tell you, that's not that big of a deal. Not very much of a chance that's going to happen. Except we're talking about these guys now. So, whether a Republican will cross the line to sign the petition, I don't know. There's also a question as to how many Democrats will join, because while the mechanism exists, using it is a double-edged sword. If they do this now, Republicans can always do that later on, things Democratic leadership isn't fond of. The reason that this exists, but it is not to shine a spotlight on vulnerable members of the House, it's to make sure the leadership of the chamber doesn't exert too much authority over popular legislation that they personally don't like. Now, they're looking at this as a way to make Republicans who may live in districts where gun control is favored to be put in a position of either backing gun control and possibly losing in a primary or voting against it and opening up a lane of attack for a Democratic challenger. Okay. Now, I don't understand why they think this is the way to go, because simply because these guys get elected every 2 years in the House. So if they're getting elected every 2 years, everybody pretty much knows what they stand for. So this is not going to be, this is something where they're trying to shoot little chinks in the armor, if you will. And if they can't get their own party to sign on, it could signal the Democrats aren't nearly as in lockstep on guns as they like to claim. So that's also a peril. And don't be surprised if this puts vulnerable Democrats in the very position they hope to put some GOP members in. Because there are Democrats in holding office in places that like guns. And making them sign onto something like this might well come back to bite them in the fourth point of contact in 2024. Also coming out of the House, they have voted 219 to 210 to sign off on Representative Andrew Clyde's resolution to repeal the ATF's new rule on pistol braces, sending the measure on to the Senate, where it does face a very uncertain future. And he's already vowed to veto H.J. Res 44 if it gets to his desk, but passage out of both chambers of Congress would still be an important win for gun owners, with the legal challenges to the rule underway in multiple jurisdictions around the country. And the text of Clyde's resolution makes it clear that the intent of Congress is being thwarted by the ATF rule, as well as its legislative branch authority to write new laws, which has been abrogated. Is this a shocker? You know, Clyde himself brought up the executive branch overreach in the House floor on Tuesday afternoon. He said, "The rule doesn't just infringe upon America's Second Amendment liberties. It represents a dangerous government overreach by the administration. Congress maintains sole legislative authority, not government agencies, not the executive branch." Now, there's been a lot of lawsuits and there's a lot of injunctions going on right now. They say it violates the Second Amendment protection by requiring millions of people to alter or register their weapons. And some judges have agreed to temporarily block enforcement of the rule for the plaintiffs in a setback for the Biden administration. House Democrats, without putting any, putting any real evidence forward, said this could save children. How many more mass shootings need to happen? How many more kids need to die before my Republican colleagues pull their hands out of the sand and realize the NRA money is not worth the damage that's been done to this country? This is a nothing burger. It's not even a talking point. The pistol brace does not make the gun any more dangerous because it still has an open barrel on the end of it. So it's dangerous, whatever it's got on it, because it will launch bullets. Every town is claiming that attaching a brace to an AR-style pistol makes it easier to conceal, that's a very bizarre assertion. Those things are big and unwieldy. It was at least mildly bipartisan in nature, and two Democrats voted for this, so I kind of think that should worry the rank-and-file Democrats that are out there trying to push that other thing I was talking about. So we'll see where this goes. It is not as open and shut as they think it is. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. Americans will have to deal with issues at airports once again today due to severe weather. FlightAware is reporting over 4,200 flight delays and 1,300 cancellations nationwide. Former President Trump is defending his actions of discussing alleged classified documents with his staff and others after leaving office.
And what was said was absolutely fine and very, very perfectly. We did nothing wrong. This is a whole hoax.
In response to a CNN audio recording from 2021 where he talks about retaining the documents, Trump said that he and his staff were dealing with numerous matters beside those documents. The Supreme Court released important rulings today, but more significant decisions are yet to come. It ruled against Republicans in North Carolina regarding congressional district maps, leaving the decision to local courts. The High Court also addressed online harassment prosecution and overturned a stalking conviction. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. In 2013, Cody Wilson printed the Liberator. The Liberator was the first 3D printed firearm, and his goal was simple. It was to make the concept that there is something called gun control obsolete. Wilson hoped that the gun world would embrace 3D printing and other methods of getting around gun control, and his dream came to fruition. Some talented gun designers used computer-aided drawing software to design and print firearms at home on 3D printers at cost as low as $100. And at the same time, companies like Polymer 80 sprung up to sell kits that let home users finish a piece of plastic into an unserialized firearm frame. The revolution did not go unnoticed by then-candidate Biden, because this all began while he was vice president. And so when he becomes president, he orders the ATF to make new rules to prevent the dissemination of these kits that he and other anti-gun zealots demonize as ghost guns. They rolled out a new rule that would make it a crime to sell a frame blank with a jig, but the market adapted. So, this adaptation once again forced the ATF's hand. And 2 days after Christmas in 2022, the ATF would give anti-gun groups a belated gift. It would unilaterally declare frame blanks firearms. Giffords, Brady, and Everytown celebrated the closing of the so-called ghost gun loophole and the banning of tools of criminals. But then the injunctions from federal courts in Texas started rolling in. First, it was 80% arms and Wilson's Defense distributed and finally Polymer 80, meaning the original kits were back on the market. And although most of the industry was now back to selling the original product, leftist states started banning the sale of unfinished firearm frames and receivers. So Defense Distributed decided to deal with that as well. And they released a 0% AR-15 lower receiver for the company's Ghost Gunner, a desktop CNC machine. The 0% lower was a hit with the gun building community. All you had to do was mill out the middle of the section of the lower and attach it to the top piece in the lower portion. And even if the state were to ban 80% AR-15 lowers, it would be impossible to ban a block of aluminum. Although states like California tried to ban the Ghost Gunner itself. Wilson and Ghost Gunner are now tackling handguns and have now released a 0% handgun fire control unit. So all the user has to do is mill out the FCU using the Ghost Gunner 3 aluminum or the Ghost Gunner 3S stainless steel and install Gen 3 Glock parts. The user can then print the chassis on a 3D printer using the files supplied by Defense Distributed or by a pre-printed chassis from the Ghost Gunner website and add a complete slide and barrel. Now, Cody himself got caught up in some nonsense with a young lady who lied about her age, and recently that case has been dropped against him, which frees him up now. He's free to go. He is free to get out and attack the ATF regulations. He told Ammoland News, this is a homecoming 10 years in the making. The 0% pistol allows anyone to make a Glock-type pistol in their own home with just a Ghost Gunner and a 3D printer. And this move, by Defense Distributed, along with advancements in 3D printing, is the downfall of gun control. No matter what bans they institute, the market will adapt. And with the rise of cheap 3D printers and machines like the Ghost Gunner, it's never been easier to circumvent gun control laws. And to be clear, 3D printing and CNC machining firearms are not illegal on a federal level. And it is not believed that there's a will in Congress to attack that aspect of gun control because it will highlight that technology is empowering the people. You can buy the machines everywhere from Amazon to Micro Center. The files live in cyberspace where anybody can download them. Even the files were banned. And they still would have to be traded anonymously on the dark web and by using VPN services. But they would be traded. And they would be found. So, this is, you can't stop this. This is where we have gone. We've gone here before. We know. We know. We understand. I want to get back to House Democrats, because they're looking to force, an act on gun reform. And that... The mandated infringements are painted as reforms, and that should be all anybody needs to understand, that this news story is in fact a citizen disarmament advocacy piece coming out of Washington Post. They've prepared three of those discharge petitions we talked about, one to trigger a floor vote, and two to increase background checks. And the problem is Republicans won't allow a vote unless a House majority 218 members sign on. And once again, they need 5 Republicans to force a vote. Now, once, like I said, this is coming from Hakeem Jeffries. He is the whip for the Congressional Black Caucus, a coalition that, per the National Center for Public Policy Research, has deep leftist ties and shares a similar agenda to the Communist Party of the United States of America. Which makes very ominous sense. And whether any of the Vichycon Republicans are actually gutless and dumb enough to believe that the prudent play is to listen to the commies and betray their base, that remains to be seen. It used to not be a slam dunk, it shouldn't be a slam dunk, but now I'm not so sure. And while the urge to believe they won't be as strong, we've seen the moderates snatch defeat from the jaws of victory before. And while they might not cave on everything, their baffling propensity to give up something and showcase an aptitude for bipartisan compromise where there's none necessary is that can't be ignored. Then there are the outright enemies of the right to keep and bear arms embedded within the GOP, like Pennsylvania's Brian Fitzpatrick, actually proud to be endorsed by Giffords, and yet nonetheless reportedly still has the political juice to get fundraising support from Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who is NRA A-plus rated. Florida's Brian Mast, once endorsed by NRA, and then he couldn't wait to sell out his supporters on AR-15s. And the reality is, if the Democrats need 5 Republicans, they may already have them, if not for the assault weapon ban, then at least for prior restraints being shielded for as increased background checks. And a look at Republican representatives who voted for the so-called Bipartisan Safer Communities Act of 2022 shows they have the turncoats needed among the ones who voted for the act and then went on to win re-election, like Brian Fitzpatrick, Tony Gonzalez of Texas, Dave Joyce of Ohio, Maria Elvira Salazar of Florida, and Michael Turner of Ohio. And that's 5. And Democrats can count. And more, that's 5 who showed a willingness to compromise and suffered no political repercussion. Therein is the problem. Therein lies what could be bad. But we're going to see. We're going to see how this works out. The biggest problem with the Republicans is they don't have any idea what it means to be unified at all. No idea. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. FBI whistleblowers have come forward with damning allegations against the Bank of America. According to Thomas Massey and Jim Jordan, the banking giant has been revealing information to the FBI about its customers' gun purchases without a warrant. Now the pair sent letters to other banks to see if they're also violating the privacy rights of their customers. Now, after the protest on January 6, 2021, Bank of America provided the FBI with a list of customers who made transactions in or around D.C., purchased a flight to the nation's capital, or booked a hotel room in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Most of the BOA customers that attended the large rally never entered the Capitol building, and the FBI did not have probable cause to allow the law enforcement agency to get a court order for the bank to surrender the documents. So when the FBI approached Bank of America, they just turned them over without a court order. And they would put anyone in or around D.C. and purchase a gun on top of the list. By simply being in or around D.C. on January 6th and purchasing a firearm using a B of A product, the FBI would mark you for investigation. And they investigated many Bank of America customers without a court order and with the full cooperation of Bank of America. In a transcribed interview, retired FBI Supervisory Intelligence Analyst George Hill testified that the BOA, with no directive from the FBI, data mined its customer base and compiled a list of the customers who used a product that they put out during a specified date range. He noted that on top of that list, they would put anyone who had purchased a firearm during that date, any date. He also testified that the list the BOA provided targeted transactions in D.C. and the surrounding area. This letter that Massey and Jordan put out has been sent to J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, Citigroup, Truist Financial Corporation, Wells Fargo, U.S. Bancorp, and PNC Financial Services. Congressmen are asking the banks to provide any documents or communications about the release of customer data from January 6, 2021 timeframe to the FBI, or any other federal law enforcement agency. And the request is to see if the other major banks of similar size leaked the same customer information to the federal authorities that Bank of America released. And we get, who's saying this? The letter, coming out of the letter. Congress has an important interest in ensuring that Americans' private information is protected from collection by federal law enforcement agencies without proper due process. The committee and select subcommittee must understand if how and to what extent financial institutions, including PNC Financial Services, work with the FBI to collect Americans' private data. Now, by now, if you haven't figured this out, the FBI has become overtly political and is weaponized and pointed at against anybody that isn't a Democrat. We know, for example, that the IRS has more armed agents by about 90 than the ATF. The FBI got out there and used documents like the Steele dossier, which has been very discredited, and they used it to get a FISA warrant. It should concern any American, not just a gun owner, that big business is working hand in hand with big government, and instead of protecting its customers' data, it turns it over to the surveillance state without a fight. And gun owners know that Bank of America is not protecting their data from an ever-encroaching government. The only question now is how far the rot goes. Now, to give you an idea of what in a state like California, where they think they rule everything, where they're in charge of everything, they think that they can propose a law that heretofore would have been unthinkable. And one of these laws is going to be the igniter for a really serious civil conflict. And I know they don't understand that. I know they don't get it. I get it. I get that they don't get it. But California Democrats are now considering a bill that would cause parents to lose their children in custody disputes if they're against their offspring having irreversible sex changes. And this would include a parent's affirmation of the child's gender identity as a factor in the health, safety, and welfare of a child in a custody dispute. And this is being pushed by State Senator Scott Wiener, who previously introduced the sanctuary state law for child sex changes. And the aptly named Wiener also led the push to lessen the state's penalty for intentionally exposing people to HIV. He's quite some guy. Co-authored by Assemblywoman Lori Wilson, who's said to be simultaneously pushing a different but related bill that would mandate that foster parents pledge to help their children change genders. Wilson says that a 70-year-old boy who's able to articulate that they believe they're not the same gender as they are biologically should then have that notion confirmed by their parents or guardians and their teachers and the world at large. On Twitter, from a user named Clown World, it says, "This is insane. California is not a safe place for normal families." Now, a child that is 7 has no idea what they're going to be. Bill Maher told a story about when he was a kid that he wanted to be a pirate. And he's really glad that his parents didn't act on that, because he'd be missing an eye and a leg, because he'd have a peg leg. Because he wanted to be a real pirate. He wanted to be one of those pirates. You know? Baseball players, superheroes. That's what children want to be. Now, somehow, because we started in... And children are very... It's very easy to suggest... suggest things to children. Can you imagine this happening 10 or 20 years ago? How is it not a crime, a heinous crime, for the government to forcibly take away your young children if you don't like that the government has encouraged them to change genders? How could it possibly be the reverse except in one of the 9 circles of hell? And what about the 4th Amendment? Talk about unreasonable seizures. And toss out the 5th and 6th, too, while you're at it, Wiener and Wilson. Can you imagine what the founders would have done if, instead of taxation without proper representation or the imposition of the Stamp Act, King George would have proposed confiscating their children if they were insufficiently supportive of their supposed desire to change sexes. Instead of the Boston Tea Party, we might have recorded the Boston Sex Gender Party. The founders might have been so incredulous, so angry, and so inspired that the Revolutionary War would have been won sooner, despite the odds. They might have invented nuclear weapons 170 years before their time. There are many, even amongst Republicans, that refuse to characterize any policy or law proposed or enacted by Democrats as evil, no matter what their ultimate effect is. And, you're going to have to do this. It's simply a refusal to acknowledge reality and an admission that one doesn't believe in standards or morality or objective truth. And it's one thing to say, propose taxing certain groups of people at a much higher rate than others simply because of their income. But vandalizing or burning down pregnancy centers and churches and the wholesale slaughter of babies for your own convenience, not indicative of good versus evil? Patronizing stores that sell apparel or accessories designed by avowed Satanists. Nothing to do with good versus evil. Encouraging crime and making discouraging crime a punishable offense. Not good versus evil. Refusing to recognize biological and physical reality and God's plan. Not good versus evil. All of this is good versus evil. And the nine circles of hell, places like California, Illinois, New York, Minnesota, they are in the very stages of physical, spiritual, and moral decay. They're not with us anymore. They're not American anymore. And they're going to go where they're going to go. And it's not up to us to save them. It's up to us to save ourselves. Coming up next, it's going to be investigative reporter Lee Williams. This is Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIP. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.